Good morning, I'm Anna Palmer.
And I'm Jake Sherman.
And welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punchbowl News. It's Monday, September 18th, 2023. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, we've got the latest on government funding and a deal cut by House Republicans. Number two, some concerns that the Biden impeachment will overshadow their other work. And number three, the latest on what else? The Biden impeachment inquiry. All right, Jake, let's get into it. We broke some news last night regarding that deal and negotiations that have been ongoing between some of the members of the House Freedom Caucus, as well as some of the more moderate members over how to move forward with a potential package that could fund the government in a short-term capacity that has a possibility, and I think that's the big question, of whether or not it can get actually the votes that it needs to pass the House.
Yeah, I don't think it can. I don't know that to be sure. I mean, I don't know that to be 100% the case, but I don't think it can. Why do I not think it can? Because 10 people came out last night and said they're not interested in it. And I think that becomes difficult when you have to when you have a four-seat majority, you have a bunch of absences. At least one for sure, Chris Stewart of Utah is no longer in Congress. There's a special election in November to fill his seat. So that's a problem for McCarthy. Now, if a tree falls in the forest and no one is there, does it make a sound? This is that kind of scenario.
Dun, dun, dun. We're going to get really hypothetical and existential this morning.
I mean, listen, it is a... it doesn't matter if this passes because it does not move the needle at all. This is a ploy to see if McCarthy could get something off the floor. And I would argue that if this doesn't get across the floor, or if McCarthy is seen as struggling, which, by the way, he will be seen as struggling as somebody who we will be cataloging those struggles over the next couple days. It actually hurts him because it shows that he can't even get a bill that has no chance of being signed by the president or getting through the Senate. It shows that he doesn't have the ability to get anything real through.
Can we take a step back? But I just want to say what is actually in the deal, because I think I kind of teed us up and fast forwarded a little bit. But for those that were not paying super close attention late last night when this deal all came together, I'm just going to go really quickly through what it does do, right? So this House Republican CR would cut spending except for defense, veterans, and Homeland Security. It also would have a modified HR 2 provision, which includes new prohibitions on asylum claims and other hardline immigration restrictions. It does not include billions of dollars of disaster aid sought by President Joe Biden.
Yeah, so the HR 2 is a the Biden administration has said in May, when the House passed this thing, they said this would make the problem worse. Now, whether you believe that or not, that's interesting, but everyone's entitled in this thing to their own opinion. Now, all of that being said, I do believe, and I've told this to people on the Hill, I do believe that if they wanted a deal to address the border, that is available to them. Now, but what would need to happen is they'd need a clean 30-day CR, and then they'd need to negotiate a full year of funding with some sort of government, with some sort of border deal attached to it. They couldn't do an omnibus. I mean, the problem for McCarthy here is he can't pass, we've said this before, he can't, the right hates the 30-day CR, he has promised not to do an omnibus, and he has no time to pass individual bills. So, like, it's September 18th, you know? So what do you do in that scenario? I mean, you shut the government down. Like, it seems almost inevitable at this point that they shut the government down at the end of, not this week, but next week. So, you know, this is a very, very precarious situation for McCarthy. He is going to be shown to be weaker than he would like to be by not being able to pass this bill. And some of his allies, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is not in the Freedom Caucus, who is now a McCarthy ally, she's a no. Now, could he flip some of these? Sure. But, you know, I don't know what his way out of this is, Anna. I really don't. And I don't think, to be honest with you, I'm not sure if you put him on Truth Serum that he would know what his way out of this is. So it is going to be an awful week for McCarthy. By the way, they might move to try to they might move for a motion to vacate this week. I would say that's certainly possible. And I don't know where he goes from here.
I mean, the important, like, underlying, right? So, yes, there's going to be a massive drama about this compromise bill. But I think what you said at the top, you know, whether or not he can even get this bill passed or not, in the actual, if you zoom out at the 100,000-foot level, doesn't even really matter because, as you have just said, but I think it's important, like, this is, we are all focused on the drama of the House Republicans and McCarthy, and is he going to have, you know, is he even going to be Speaker? Is there a pathway forward for them? But the bigger issue is this bill is a non-starter.
Correct.
When it moves to the Senate. So they are, you know, potentially wasting the 13 days that they have left.
Not even potentially. They are wasting.
I think we can say that they have left. To, you know, in order to find a pathway forward with something that is in the realm of reality that can pass the Senate and get to the White House and be signed into law. This is where I think the real problem for House Republicans is, because they're fighting, they're expending so much capital. What happens when, pass or not pass, they're just done. I mean, they're not going to pass a CR. I mean, it's very unclear to me. I think this seems like a real sideshow, frankly.
And furthermore, let's even take a step further. So this bill, there's a government funding deadline on September 30th. So the CR would avert this for 30 days. How about the rest of the year? You know, we're talking about they don't have a plan for a year of funding. And I understand, listen, everyone in the House has their own vote and there's plenty of blame to go around here. The leadership deserves blame for how this ended up. The Freedom Caucus doesn't think they deserve blame because they said they had a plan in August. Fine, I understand that. They think their plan in August wouldn't have moved them any closer, but fine. Everybody has their hand on the wheel here, and the fact that they are here on September 18th, having passed one appropriations bill and having zero ability to pass anything else, is really, really dangerous, really bad. The House will be in today to try to get this process moving. They say they're going to vote on the on defense appropes on Wednesday, the CR Thursday. I mean, we'll see. That's where we are.
All right. One quick other thing to make sure to note here on the Senate side, the Senate has to chart a path to pass a $280 billion minibus this week. When senators left town to catch you up on Thursday, Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin, was blocking a bipartisan amendment package. Schumer and McConnell have to figure out a way to get around the objections from Johnson and other conservatives. So there's a little bit of drama, clearly not as much as the main show in the House. Let's move on, Jake, to the number two story of the morning. And an interesting kind of twist here among House Republicans and how they are growing antsy with concern about their efforts to impeach DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and whether that will go dark due to the newly minted inquiry aimed at President Joe Biden.
We started this Congress believing that the biggest, the most ripe, let's call it, figure for impeachment was Mayorkas. That has fallen by the wayside as Kevin McCarthy has decided to impeach Joe Biden. They are not going to be able to do both. They can't. I don't think they could do both. I know people are saying that they could do both. I just don't believe that they could do both for political reasons and for other reasons as well. That is causing some consternation. But as I've talked to some people in the leadership, they say, well, we don't agree with what Mayorkas is doing on the border, but we don't think he's doing anything illegal. So what are we going to impeach him for? So that's fair. I mean, listen, this is a more of a metaphysical or theoretical or whatever question. like, just because you disagree with somebody doesn't mean you can impeach them. I mean, you should impeach them. I mean, that I think is the big point here, is that people on the Hill are reverting to impeachment very quickly. That's frustrating a lot of people in the leadership, and even some people outside the leadership. And that is where we are.
Let's move on to the number three story of the morning. If not Mayorkas, let's talk about the Biden impeachment inquiry and where things stand. As part of our investigation tracker, Max Cohen and Mika Solner for us have a look at what is happening now. Since Speaker Kevin McCarthy's announcement last week that the House would officially investigate whether Biden committed high crimes and misdemeanors, in the short term, we are waiting on more documents with House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, the Republican from Kentucky, waiting to hear back from the Department of Homeland Security for documents he subpoenaed earlier this month.
Yeah, I have to imagine this week they're going to send a letter asking for these bank records. This is going to be a big moment, because frankly, what McCarthy had wanted to do is send this letter, and when he didn't get anything back about the bank records, then impeach him. He had to switch his plans. All plans are good until they blow up in his face, as McCarthy has found out many, many times over the last couple months. So that's where we are. And I again, impeachment inquiry is on top of all this stuff with funding, one of the big things that Congress is focused, or the House is focused on at the moment.
All right. With that, thanks so much for listening. We appreciate it. If you like the Daily Punch, please share it on social media. Tell a friend about it. It's the best way for folks to find out about us. You can go deeper on all of these issues and more if you sign up for our free morning newsletter. All it takes is your email address. Go to punchbowl.news. Put it in the little form that you fill out, and you'll get that every morning before 6 a.m. Monday through Friday. Have a great day and stay safe.